Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a weekly preview of this Sunday's sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace, and I'm glad you're listening today. Well, the folks at Grace Baptist Church are going to have a real treat this Sunday, a real blessing, I'm sure, as Ethan McCarter comes to preach. He's going to be filling our pulpit in my absence this week. Ethan is the son of Craig and Tracy McCarter. He's the grandson of Fred and Madeline Leonard, who are all members of our church. And I know they're excited, and our folks are excited to hear Ethan this Sunday. Ethan is a seminary student at Greenville Presbyterian Seminary in Greenville, South Carolina. And he and his wife, Laura, will be in town this weekend, so it worked out perfectly for Ethan to preach on Sunday. I've made contact with Ethan way up there in South Carolina. So, Ethan, welcome to the podcast, and also happy anniversary, because not only will Sunday be special because you're preaching at Grace, but it's also your and Laura's first anniversary, and I trust it's been a good first year of marriage for the two of you.
Yes, sir. It's been a wonderful first year of marriage. We've been blessed with so much abundance from the Lord through the hands of His people and His church. Married life is such a blessing. The Lord knew what He was doing when He created Eve from the rib of Adam, for it is not good for a man to be alone. So marriage is a wonderful blessing that was given to mankind in the Garden of Eden. So we are very thankful for everyone and everyone's prayers and support as well. We're thankful for His holy church as well, who has dealt so bountifully with us. And we thank most of all the Lord for preserving us through this time.
Ethan, you mentioned your church, and I just wanted you to tell us a little bit about your responsibilities in your church and how the Lord is using you and Laura there, and what He's teaching you through the practical experience that that you always gain from serving in a local church. I think it's always helpful while you're in school as a young man to spend some time just with some practical experience. So share with us a little bit about what your responsibilities are in your church.
Yes, we're still on the staff at Living Hope Presbyterian Church. We're a congregation of the Bible Presbyterian Church, so historically a Northern Presbyterian denomination, but we have a congregation here in South Carolina, and there's two others in the area as well. A small group of folks. We have no more than 40 typically on a Sunday morning on a good day, but a sweet, loving group of folks who are committed to the biblical faith and the Reformed doctrines of worship and the Reformed doctrines of grace as well. So we're thankful to be here. We've been serving in numerous capacities, actually, primarily with youth and college students, but also with visitation, with preaching regularly. I'm still doing pulpit supply at several churches as well in South Carolina, and soon in North Carolina and Virginia as well. So we've been traveling a little bit here and there as well with some pulpit supply opportunities with sister denominations as well, with the PCA, with the OPC, with the ARP. So it's wonderful to have such fellowship. With our local congregation, it's been just fine. The Lord has taught us a lot about ministry in this time. There are high points and there are low points of ministry, which is Ministry is tricky in a lot of ways, and it requires a lot of wisdom from on high. No one's got this figured out. I know that you don't, Paul, and I certainly know that I don't have it all figured out. So the Lord is faithful to His ministers. He's faithful to teach us as well. The people of the church are God's bride. They are Christ's bride, and He loves them more than I could ever love them, for sure. And they are the sheep of His flock. And as you and I both know, sheep can sometimes be biting animals, of course, and but they can also be wonderful animals who provide such things. But we have been wonderfully blessed, and ministry has been very kind to us up here so far. It's been a lot of learning, a lot of patience, and a lot of work, of course, but the fruit far outweighs the hardships. So we would always appreciate y'all's prayers as well for y'all's sister congregation up here in South Carolina.
We do pray continually for you and Laura, and it's been our joy as your church home, your home church, I guess I should say, to contribute to your support while you're there in school. It's been a great joy of ours to do that. And I'm glad to hear that you're learning and that the Lord is giving you practical experience early in your ministry, and I think it'll help keep you dependent on Him when the kinds of things that you talked about just help you trust in the Lord. And you really never graduate from the Lord's school. There's no school like the experience the Lord gives you, and you never graduate from His school. Well, Ethan, I appreciate you filling the pulpit at Grace this week. Has the Lord placed a text and a message on your heart that you'll be preaching?
Yes, so I thank y'all for the opportunity for preaching at my home congregation as well this Lord's Day. So it's always a pleasure to come down there and preach the word to the saints in Grand Bay in my hometown. So I thank y'all for the opportunity. We're going to be looking at Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20, actually. So it's the parable of the four sowers. So I've been working a little bit in the book of Mark recently, for not just for a class, though that does factor into it, for my homiletics courses at the seminary. But we'll be looking at that parable, though. So we'll also be looking at the teaching of the parable, and then Christ also gives an explanation of why He teaches in parables. So we're going to be looking at exactly what's going on in the parable of the four soils, in the parable of the sower. So we're also going to be looking at His explanation to the disciples of that parable, as well as why He speaks in parables. There's a lot of parables throughout the Gospels, and we're going to be kind of looking at how exactly parables work as Christ gives them, and why He gives them, and what His intention is in those. So we'll be spending time in the pulpit Sunday in Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. It's a wonderful text. I've been working personally through Hebrews at the church and enjoy a little excursus every now and then to some self-contained pericopes, passages that you can preach and you don't have to do too much contextual work. They're kind of self-contained in a lot of ways. And the parable of the four soils is definitely that. So we'll be looking at that this coming Lord's Day, Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. And anyone who's listening, I definitely encourage you to go and check for yourself. Be a good Berean. And make sure that you're studying the Scriptures on your own and you're not just taking my word for it, but go and search the Scriptures. The Scriptures are the Word of Life given to us from God on high. So I would encourage you to check everything that I'm saying this Lord's Day with the Scriptures. So it's been a wonderful text to work through. I began it the other day with my exegetical portion of it and am formulating the rest of my outline as well as I bring it into the pulpit this Lord's Day.
Well, that sounds great. I know the church will be blessed. Linda and I will certainly be praying for you as you prepare and as you preach. And so, Ethan, thank you for being on the podcast today.
You're quite welcome, brother. It's always a pleasure to be with you on your podcast and to be able to preach to the saints of my home church as well. We thank all of the congregation for their support and for their prayers and for y'all's continual support of Laura and I as we continue to make it through seminary up here in South Carolina.
I certainly hope that all of our members will be present in church tomorrow. You'll be in for a real blessing if you're there. If you happen to be listening to this podcast and you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church and you'd like to find out a little more about us, I want to direct you to our website. And that website is gracegrandbay.com. Gracegrandbay.com. Well, thank you for listening today. I hope you'll listen each week. We try to have this preview available by 10 a.m. each Saturday morning. You can find it at sermonaudio.com and in our church app. And let me remind you that you can share the link with others and invite them to listen and meet you in church tomorrow. And I certainly hope you will do that. So let's be in prayer for one another and for the worship service tomorrow, and especially for Ethan as he preaches. Linda and I will sure miss being there with you. And we're already looking forward to the next time when we're with you, and I'll be able to say, let's open God's Word.
we shall worship.